Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, let's go, stinking genius.
Let's go. I was going to wonder if they were going to say our name. I was waiting. What, are they going to say our name that we're filling in? It took a long time for that to happen.
Wow.
I mean, are you here?
I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Why were you worried about it? What were you worried about?
I wasn't worried about it. It just took him a long time. Let's get right to it, you know? let's get to the main event here. I'm feeling better now. I feel over the weekend, when I did the show on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, I wasn't at my best. I feel a lot better now, so I'm good to go.
What was wrong with you?
I told you it was my birthday last week, and I just a little too much. Got, you know, just a little too much partying, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think when you talk about your partying, you should be very clear.
Yeah.
You're talking about mixing too many desserts. That's
right.
What you're talking about.
I they say not to mix brown alcohol and white alcohol. I usually just get either three jelly donuts or three Boston cream donuts. I mixed my donuts on that. I got two Boston cream, one jelly. I don't think the jelly and the Boston cream reacted too well on my birthday. And then cheeseburger and then chili and then like cake for dessert, my birthday cake, just a little too much for me. I was a little too...
Okay, so again, as we come to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is beer before liquor, you've never been sicker, right?
Yes, right.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Right.
I don't remember seeing anything about... no jelly donuts with a chocolate, cronut. I don't know. I never remember seeing anything like that.
Well, I'll come up with a catchy rhyme for it then if I've got to. But trust me, it was the Boston cream mixing with the jelly. From now on, let me give a tip out there for everybody listening. Just either stick with the jelly donuts or with the Boston cream. You don't have to go mixing them. There's no reason to go ahead and do that. You know,
we are celebrating another birthday tonight. I mean,
I know that?
You couldn't care less about anyone else's birthday.
No, I really don't, but who are we celebrating?
It's our producer, Patrick. He works with us on the weekend. He's hanging out tonight. DeSager was too good to come work with us tonight, Steve DeSager. But happy birthday, Patrick.
Who's Patrick?
Listen, You've been texting with him all day long. This bit is
have I?
Ridiculously old.
I don't know. Unless they've been with us for like 5 years.
You say even after 5 years that you don't know who they are.
Well,
honey.
It takes me a while.
So happy birthday, Patrick. You heard B. Finley is in on the updates. I mean, we get the magical mixology of tie shirt tonight. So and we got big shoes to fill. And I guess we'll start with the apology tour to Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yes, right. I mean, right, absolutely.
It's funny to me, and maybe this is Dodger fan coming out in me, Arnie, but it's funny to me how when Shohei was rumored to be involved in a gambling ring, I guess, if you want to, we don't know the scope of this or the depth of this. It's breaking news.
Right.
You've got to go to every single inside baseball reporter. All the ESPNs and the MLBs of the world have the big red FoxSports.com, big red breaking news. And tonight, as you heard Brian Finley so perfectly put it as the lead story in the update, I can't find this story anywhere in the major outlets. It's almost as if, he's cleared. The feds cleared him. All right, story over, guys. No one cares about a translator.
Nothing to see here. Keep it moving. Nothing to see here.
It's so we want to blow it up, and we should, right?
Right.
But when things are cleared, it should be equally as big of a story. It should be equally talked about, and it isn't, and it's infuriating.
Well, I was told that the interpreter told Ohtani that the money was for a Nigerian prince, and that's why they took the.
Arnie's got new riders tonight.
Yeah, I got new riders. I'm here all week for credit. Let me tell you something. You know, everybody was like, "Well, you know, maybe this guy is just like the fall guy for Ohtani."
Right.
Let me explain something to you. The feds don't allow you to say, "Okay, we're following the money trail." Wait a minute, you got a fall guy? We'll just stop the investigation right here and there. It doesn't work like that. The feds don't go, "Well, if you guys are going to give us a fall guy, then we'll just, we don't need to go any further." It doesn't work like that. They get to the truth. There's no going around it. They follow the money trail. As to what happened with the alerts and stuff like that, I don't know if the interpreter found the way to not get the alerts to Ohtani anymore.
When you say alerts, you mean like the amount of money taken
out of the
account,
amount
right?
of money. There is a language barrier. As for, does he have anybody else watching his accounts? Maybe he's got several accounts. Maybe he's got a dozen accounts. You know, Giannis has a bunch of accounts because you can only guarantee like $200,000, so he just opened them up in a whole bunch of different banks. Maybe he's got so many accounts, this is one of maybe a dozen accounts somebody wasn't watching. I don't know. Maybe he took them from a little bit from one account, from another this account. Who knows how he did it? It's not that tough. When you hear people getting ripped off every day, the lady that writes the New York Times financial section on how did that get ripped off? She got ripped off by $50,000. That's not a joke. That's the God's honest truth. And it happened to her. And there's ripoffs all the time where people are able to get money and you just don't know how it happened. So, again, that's exactly what happened to Ohtani. There's a language barrier. He didn't gamble. He said from the very beginning he didn't gamble. There's no story here because he didn't gamble. That's
right.
Why everybody's pushing it to the back. And, you know, a lot of people do owe him an apology. But I do have to say it did sound strange at the time.
Of course it did.
It absolutely did. You know, how did he get the money? Why did he have access to the account? Did he steal a check? Did he just know the numbers and picked up a phone and transferred it to him? Who knows? I guess we'll find out in due time because I guess according to the New York Times, he's working on pleading guilty. So what, you have to do that with allocution? What, you have to tell everybody exactly how you did it? So I guess we'll find out, right?
Yeah, I assume we will. The story tonight, as every story, I guess, needs to be, is broken on TMZ Sports.
Yes.
You know, not any of the major baseball reporters, not whoever the Woj is of Major League Baseball. It's not Ken Rosenthal, you know, our guy Kenny, but it's TMZ Sports.
Right,
where the feds have concluded that Mizuhara was lying, that Ohtani was completely in the dark over the gambling debt and that he embezzled from one, as you talked about, Arnie, of Ohtani's accounts without the pitcher's knowledge. Now,
right.
Sources say the feds have concluded, this is the Fed, the FBI. This isn't Johnny's research or investigation company. Right? This isn't
the dude for the
Big Lebowski that
this
was
isn't
chasing.
This isn't Jim Gardner, $200 a day plus expenses.
That's right. But the feds have concluded that Ohtani was not involved in any wrongdoing and has never had any association with gambling or bookmaking. Law enforcement says Ms. Uehara will be charged any day now, and Ohtani is completely cleared of any involvement. The problem is, when the story broke, Ms. Uehara was still controlling the narrative, right? Because he was able, no. This was a loan. This was a debt that was repaid. And as it started to get around to everyone involved, we all immediately thought, he's the fall guy, right? And you and I talked about it because I want to say it broke on like a Sunday or maybe we were talking about it on our show as the story broke on like Saturday night into a Sunday. And that day before his press conference, I told you, the only way anyone's ever going to come away from this saying, I believe Shohei Ohtani 100% and I feel like he's telling the truth. The only way anyone would have believed him during that press conference, Arnie, where he just read a statement, is if he came out and said, yeah, I gambled like crazy. Yeah. He was paying, right? Because no one is going to ever take anyone at their word because this was just too crazy of a story not to.
But let me ask you this, and people are still going to doubt him if he does one thing. Suppose, you know, as this investigation goes on, even though he's going to admit guilt and stuff like that, it's going to come to a point where Ohtani's going to probably go to them and say, look, the guy's become a friend. I got my money back, or we recovered it. I don't want to see him do jail time. I don't think he's going to do jail time, to be honest with you. I think he'll get probation and stuff like that. People are going to go, see? Ohtani went to bat for him. He's not going to get jail time. He was the fall guy.
Where have I can you see heard people anywhere that Shohei's going to go to bat for him?
I think he will.
This is Arnie Spanier's news network. This is the asinine, is what I'm going to start calling it. The Arnie Spanier news network.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's going to be traded to the Vikings, right? And Steve Kerr got choked by Draymond Green.
You know, most people are like, you know, as long as I got my money back, you know, I don't want to see the guy do jail time.
Again,
you know,
I don't think that you're near on point on this one.
Really?
Bro, he has embarrassed the hell out of him. There's people today, even during this, that are saying, well, I still think he's involved in some way. And you know you are. You're listening right now in your car, in your AirPods, wherever, on the iHeartRadio app, and you're like, oh, I can't believe you guys are peddling this. How dare you fall for it? The feds are involved too, right? And you and I both know that's not the case, and you know it's not the case. There is no way on God's green earth that Shohei's going to go to bat for this guy. No way. He gonna live under the jail for a while, Arnie. You're crazy. If you think.
All right, well, we'll see if I'm wrong. That'll be one of my predictions. This guy won't see the inside of a jail cell. You know, maybe when he first gets booked, but
he would see the inside of the jail cell.
No, I meant overall, though, as like a sentence. You know what I mean, Chris? I think he'll get like probation and stuff like that. I don't think
probation is an option when you launder $4.5 million from your employer. I don't think you'll get an option of sitting out with probation. I think you're going to jail.
You know, I see these ladies, these old ladies that, you know, embezzle money from their employers and stuff like that. They don't go to jail. They just pay it back, you know?
See, what's the very first X, whatever, that we get on the show?
What is that?
It's from Perleller, who writes, only 2 weeks to investigate and clear Ohtani, right? And there's the gif of Manu Ginobili laughing while he walked away from Tim Duncan. Even that. And by the way, it wasn't a 2-week investigation. Apparently, this had been going on for a while. Apparently, this was something
since like October or something. Yeah, Law and Order wraps up in an hour, and that's with commercials. So, there's no doubt. No, this has been going on, as you mentioned, for a while. They've been doing this since October. So, probably had been close to the end anyway when this whole thing broke.
All right, it's Arnie and Plank sitting in for Jason and Mike right here on Fox Sports Radio. We got some good NBA games. The Mavericks just won. Dallas has now won 12 of their last 13 games, 16 of their last 18. I want to sell you on why I think the Mavericks have a chance to make a run in the playoffs, Arnie. They beat the Heat tonight, 111-92. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. The Hornets just came back to beat the Hawks. By a point, and earlier tonight, man, well, I guess this is still wrapping up. Oh, it just went final. The Thunder absolutely annihilated the San Antonio Spurs, 127-89. And now we'll sit and watch the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, which is a battle for the top seed in the West. But before we grab our first break, I got to ask, are you into any of this playoff positioning battle that's going on in the West right now?
You know, it's
whoever
so funny.
Wins this game is the top seed in the West with two
you know,
games
I never,
go.
Yeah, you know I never like to do my homework. I like to fly by the seat of my pants. Actually, before the show today, right before we got on, I was looking at the tiebreakers for the New York Knicks because they're what a great race that is with Milwaukee, New York, Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana.
Nobody
separated
is
by two
watching
games.
The race in the East whenever Why? You have teams that are Why? 14 and 15 games.
No,
back.
But it makes a big difference, especially
okay.
for my
All
Knicks
right.
out
I'll
there.
Hear it.
The
I'll
well,
hear
the
it.
Knicks have the tiebreaker against Cleveland, but they don't have it against Orlando. But Orlando lost to Milwaukee today, so that means they're two behind in the loss column. So that's all. I was looking at that, okay. and yeah, good race going on. You mentioned Minnesota, Denver, Oklahoma City, separated by one game. And of course, the top two will get to play one of the play-in teams or two of the play-in teams. So that works out in their favor. That's a great race going on. I don't know the tiebreakers though in the Western Conference yet.
Well, here's the tiebreaker: you win tonight and you control your own destiny for the top seed if you're Minnesota or Denver.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you want to sit over and care about your Knicks, who if they were in the West right now would be battling to stay out of the play-in tournament. So
wow.
they'd be the sixth or the seventh seed right now in the West.
You know how about
They're battling for the third and maybe the second seed.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Golden State's like 25-11 over the last 36, and they're sitting in the 10th seed. I don't even know how that's possible, to be honest. That's crazy, you know?
Well, it's a big night because we've got NBA going on. This is going to be a great game to follow and dive into. Minnesota and Denver just underway. They're scoreless. Ryan Finley will be all over it with updates. And when we come back, we're going to get into lying season, Arnie. We're going to talk a little bit about lying season. But first, you know, you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive, touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. All you have to do is go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Well, use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for you. What and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio. Jason and Mike, I don't think they had the night off. Weren't they on earlier today?
They were on earlier. They were filling in for Covino and Rich. Covino and Rich, they were filling in for Dan Patrick. So technically, we're filling in for Dan Patrick.
Okay. I like the way you worked that in.
They don't like the only reason we're not allowed to is because they don't like me to work during the day. And
why not?
And also, they don't like me to be in a room with any other host or producers. Well, and also, I'm not allowed to come to Los Angeles.
Well, I was just going to say, you're in Vermont and you never leave your home. So,
right.
I mean,
well, because they don't want me to come to L.A. They say they're too busy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Suns and Clippers are about to tip off. Fun start in this Nuggets-Timberwolves game. Nuggets up 15-14, about 5:31 left in the first quarter. And we got some highlights from the Mavericks win. They've won now 12 of their last 13, five in a row. Got some numbers on them coming up at the top of next hour. Arnie, before we get into the draft misinformation,
go ahead. I just want to say one thing that we talked about last segment. Because I said, well, whether he had the notifications turned off, that was the report. In case people, I don't think I made that clear, that the interpreter turned off the notifications before he had the money transferred to wherever he had, to the bookie, I guess. So that's why Ohtani never got any notifications that the money was being taken out of his account. So
this dude then in this investigation had access to Ohtani's phone or at least the passwords and things of that nature?
I'm assuming something like that. I don't know how he got to turn that off or that I can't tell you. That I don't know. I just know that he did turn off the note. That's what they're reporting, that they turned off the notifications and then he went ahead and did the transfer so Ohtani would never get the notification that something was being transferred. And like I said, the guy may have 10 different accounts. Who knows how many he's looking at from time to time, you know?
Well, and I would also add, I mean, I don't know about you. I have a situation to where I probably wouldn't know if something like this was happening to me.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
I don't have people that take care of things. I have a wife who controls every cent and every penny that I make. So I couldn't even tell you. So I can completely see how something like this could happen under his nose. But you would think there would be like a layer, like a banker or a financial guy, someone there's like, bro, and I know it wasn't one time $4.5 million,
right.
But this amount equals to this that you're just giving to this guy? So that's where I think I need more information and just understanding, Arnie, how he got access to that, how this went undetected. And
well, maybe that's how they caught him. Maybe that's how they eventually caught him.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe after like the second transfer or the third transfer, somebody said, well, what's going on here? What's this account? Where is it going? Why is this happening? Let's go ahead and do so. That's why there's been an investigation since October, though. I don't know why it took so long to investigate something like this. It shouldn't be very tough.
I want to tell you guys something about Arnie as we come to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Arnie, if you put it out on Twitter and it has like a shield, an NFL shield, or even if it just says NFL rumor on it, if rumor is misspelled, Arnie believes it to be true.
Oh yeah, why did I get something wrong? No, yeah.
I don't know how some of these things get started. I don't know why they get started, but if you're peddling a rumor that Joe Burrow is going to be traded to the Minnesota Vikings, and then you in turn either click on said rumor or buy into it, I don't know what to do for you.
But it's such a juicy one, though. I like that one, you know?
Well, I mean, I can make up some damn good juicy rumors for you, Arnie, if that's what you need, bro. I've got you.
But it kind of made sense a little bit. Just, I mean, you know, reunite him with Jefferson and, you know.
So does every single wide receiver that played with the quarterback in college, one of them go play for that quarterback in the NFL?
No, but also he plays for Cincinnati. They have a history of doing dumb things like that also. And who knows if he didn't say, you know what, I'm never going to re-sign with you anyway, so you might as well trade me. I don't know. I was hoping it was true. Why is that? Because I put that as Roman numeral number two.
That's right. To give you an idea, the rundown for the show. Yeah. The show started at 9 p.m. Central, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Arnie sent it at 10 a.m. this morning because absolutely nothing else could happen during the day that
nothing.
Would end up needing to be on the run.
Zero, nothing, absolutely
first,
nothing.
First of all, Joe Burrow is under contract until 2029.
Don't let the facts get in the way. Don't do that to me. I mean, that's such a juicy story.
He's only going to be 33 years old whenever his contract expires. Now, there's an out after 2028, but y'all, that's still 4 years from now. So when you're like, well, he says he's not going to re-sign with them. If I were the Bengals, I'd be like, great, we got you for 7 years. I'm pretty happy about that right now, or whatever it is. And then number two, you search as somebody who's a fan of an NFL team. That, and again, I like Derek Carr, but they didn't win with Derek Carr, right? The Raiders went to the playoffs twice in 9 years. He got hurt. I like Derek Carr. So when I say this, I understand he gave them some stability. But as the fan of a franchise who whiffed on the quarterback they took number one overall in the draft and has been in quarterback purgatory for the better part of, I don't know, like the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Arnie, you just don't. I'll go get like a bunch of first-round picks for Joe Burrow. But you get first-round picks to be able to get a guy that pans out like Burrow.
Now, in my defense, because you say how this is a bogus story, and we know that during draft time, there's a lot of manipulating, lying, and all that stuff out there. But in my defense, Roman numeral number three and Roman numeral number four, I believe both those stories that we're going to talk about. I believe both those are true involving the NBA, the NFL draft.
I do want to say, and this, again, is by no means a knock on this person, Arnie.
Yes.
You fell for this report by a guy whose Twitter handle is Ruh-Roh Ragnar, and his 700 followers. The tweet says, and this is from April 9th, which what is today? The 10th? So this is from yesterday. Joe Burrow could be involved in a blockbuster trade to become the QB of the Vikings after apparent distress, quote, I've wasted enough days over the last 2 years. They even faked a quote from him. This thing went crazy. This place went crazy. It had 147,000 impressions.
Get out of here. Was it really?
I don't know if he's had a tweet that kind of went out maybe more than like 1,000. But literally, this dude made it up, and these ignorant aggregation sites just blew up with it. So I'm not blaming you, Arnie, but I am blaming you. Stop falling for this.
Right, but I think a lot of people, and I'll fall into this trap. You know, usually we say this every year and it never happens. I do believe there's going to be a lot of maneuvering in this draft. I believe some of the rumors we hear about, I believe Washington did try to trade up and get the number one pick. I do believe that the Patriots and or the Cardinals are going to trade from their 3-4 pick. I think the Giants may move up. I think there's going to be a lot of maneuvering and stuff like that in this draft. This one's going to be historic, and I just believe a lot of the stories we're hearing right now.
Stop believing them. What are you doing? It's all BS.
GM should be calling me right now and say, hey, Art, I got an inside scoop for you. You know what I mean?
Well, you'd be like, yes.
Oh, yeah, give it to me, please, yeah.
I honestly believe, guys, and we got to work on this. Maybe I can get Tyshirt because he's a creative one. If we faked a voice and called Arnie and said, Arnie, what's going on, man? Hey, listen, got your number. Tom Telesco, GM of the Raiders. I want to let you know, because we're fans of the show on Sunday night, we're moving up to number one. I think he would fall for it, Tyshirt.
Absolutely. I've actually called in the Odd Couple as prominent guests of the show, and they thought it was the guests. I have no doubt I get Arnie.
I got you. Stop falling for it, dude. Now, Do I think that there's teams that are going to try to move
up? It's funny, but when we give when we find rumors about the Raiders and it's something good, you're all in it on hook, line, and sinker. You're like, well, yeah, maybe Burroughs won't go to Minnesota, but I can see him going to the Raiders. Yeah,
I'm not dumb enough to believe something that comes from who did I say started this? Who was the first one that brought up Joe Burrow? A Vikings
row 77
account.
Or something.
Yeah. And Arnie's like, oh, this is Roman numeral number two. Ragnar.
When I put the Roman numerals are, it's in no certain order. I just happen to have that second. So
stop falling for it.
Do you not believe 3 and 4, though? Do you not believe those stories?
Let's get into that next. We've got a lot to get to tonight. And we got our man, Brian Finley, keeping tabs.
What happened to the Sager?
Catch up on. Well, Finley's in tonight. What's going on, B-Finley?
I didn't sign off on this.
Do you have any role in this?
Finley, do you not have, like, middle school kickball to do play-by-play or something today, or what?
I'm surprised that, you know, you've been really quiet ever since your Arizona Wildcats got smothered in the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
It's almost like you've denied that you went there. You've been so embarrassed.
I've moved on the football.
Which team? Certainly not the Arizona team, because
I'm ready to go undefeated in that lousy conference they call the Big 12.
Wow. Well,
let's go.
We'll see about that. And I'm just curious how many texts that you sent to Chris just to get this show underway, and also to our producer, Pat. I'm sure you woke him up in the morning and you've been texting him all night, all day about how you're going to stack the show, even though there's 10 hours until the show starts.
And that's right.
That's why, as Plank said, like right now, the New York Times is reporting that Ipe Mizuhara, who is the now ex-translator of Dodger slugger Shohei Ohtani, will be pleading guilty to stealing millions of dollars from Ohtani for gambling. And TMZ Sports going on to say that law enforcement, they've come to the conclusion that Ohtani did not have any prior knowledge or involvement in Mizuhara and his millions of dollars of gambling escapades. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball right now, there's only one game that is still up and running. The Brewers are hounding the Reds 7-2. That just finished up the eighth inning, so they're going to the nine. This game got started late because of a rain delay. Dodgers lose on the road 3-2 to the Twins. Phillies 4-3 winners against the Cardinals. 10 innings it took the Mariners to take out the Blue Jays 6-1. Diamondbacks victorious. So were the Giants. Rays as well. The White Sox dropped to 2-10 after they suffer an L to the forehead by way of the Guardians 7-6. As mentioned, that's in 10 innings. From 10 innings to the Padres scoring 10. 10-2. They win at home against the Cubs. In the NBA, we do know that, according to ESPN, Celtics guard Jrue Holiday has agreed on a 4-year, $135 million contract extension, and an MRI today also finding that Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a left calf strain last night. That came in the win against the Celtics a night ago, and that's going to keep him out at least the final three games of this regular season. We don't know beyond that, as the Bucks are looking for that deep postseason run. In the NBA right now, we're about to see the Clippers and Suns get underway in moments from Los Angeles. Late in the first quarter, we've got the Nuggets and Timberwolves all square at 26. Wins for the Cavs. Hornets, as Plank mentioned, come from behind win. 38 points they scored in the fourth quarter in a 115-114 win against the Hawks. Mavericks pulverized the Heat 111-92. Luka Doncic with an easy 29 points to his name. Bucks without Giannis, 117-99 winners against the Magic. Bobby Portis, 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 steals. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder to a 127-89 win against the Spurs. Victor Wembanyama did not play in that game. And want to mention one more thing, guys, and that is the first round of the Masters is tomorrow. And Augusta National, in one of their latest updates on social media, said that as of right now, they are not going to open up the grounds to the public until the afternoon. That's because of rain. Ooh. Now, that is subject to change, considering that weather has a way of changing throughout the day, as Arnie
everybody knows, as news as a way of changing throughout the day as to what to stack and run the show with and lead with. But Augusta will have another update no later than 5 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, which is, I'm sure, Arnie, you will be awake at that time, ready already for putting together your Sunday show.
What are you taking shots at me for? What the heck?
No, what I'm saying is gosh, you'll be up at that time already,
Arnie,
hours.
You act like you don't know who the producer and engineer are of the show. You need to get a little bit of, like, I don't know, Teflon going here. You got to take the bullets, man. You got to keep firing away. It's all you, Finley. I'm here for it.
I was just going to say, Plank, because I get it back to you guys. Arnie, the way he does the show, everything is on a teleprompter. So that's why everything he says is already typed
out.
Every single word.
Hello, how are you, Chris?
Thank you.
So here's the forecast, by the way. Good stuff, Finley. Yeah. In Augusta for the Masters first round tomorrow. This is probably going to be a concern as we hit, as we leave the air tonight and Ben Maller takes over.
Right.
Beginning at 1 a.m., 100% chance of rain with winds out of the south to southeast at 12 miles an hour. It's scheduled to rain in Augusta from about midnight until 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. So, yeah, I don't think that we're going to see fans. I don't think they're going to be playing in the morning if this plays out the way that the forecast says it should.
And by the way, are we going to get into the whole Scheffler, was it Sam Burns, whose wives are having possibly a baby? Because I know if that was your wife that was having a baby, I don't think that you would leave. You would continue to work, to be honest.
Well, it depends. Is it their first one? Yes. And since it's their first kid, and if I'm in a place where I'm pretty financially secure,
yeah,
I would probably leave.
So let me just get this right. Your wife was having your first baby, and you're out the door and your phone rang, and just, wait a minute, baby, I just want to answer my phone. Hello, Chris, this is the LA Dodgers. We're just curious if you wanted to call the game play-by-play, three-game set against the Giants this weekend. You interested?
Sorry, my wife's having our first child.
I don't buy that for a second.
You wouldn't?
I think you'd say, I'm on the first flight out to L.A., buddy. I'm on my way.
There's no way I could do that.
Suppose he's winning the Masters on Sunday with like 7 or 8 holes to go. Is he leaving?
I don't know. What has he said? I don't think he would leave. If you're leading the Masters.
He said he would leave. He said
seven
he would
holes to go, I think it might be kind of hard, but I don't think we should question if someone wants to be there for the birth of their
kid. I'm not questioning.
Just because you didn't want to be there to see Shayborn doesn't mean that other people can't take joy in being a parent.
I was there, but I'm just saying, you know, some things are different. What happens if he's leading? What is it, Saturday? Does he try to go home and come back? I don't know. I'm just wondering what happens if you know, Burns hasn't won a major, so what happens if he's leading the Masters going into Sunday? You know, what is the wife going to say? She's like, you know what? We had the baby at midnight. You couldn't make it back, so go win it. Go win one for him. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, I don't disagree. I think it's going to be a very difficult decision.
Yeah.
It's literally could happen any minute, right?
Right. I don't know. Any minute, any day. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, you had the story on the rundown.
Yeah.
You didn't read it?
They said that they would go back if it was
You're right, Finley. You're absolutely right. he puts it down. He's like, Stricker is also if they leave. And I'm like, oh, so what's going on there? I don't know. I didn't read the story.
I don't know if it's every minute. It could be, you know, it could be like any hour. I don't know if it's up to the minute right now. I don't know if like we're on watch right now. I have no idea.
I will. I will say that today I was doing some work in preparing for this show on.
Yes.
I was doing some work and I was watching the par 3 challenge or whatever. I thought it was a blast. I don't know why. I usually push back against that stuff. It's like, God, what are we, this is dumb. But I thought it was cool and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I liked watching the kids run around. One of the golfers, either wife or girlfriend, they jump up on one of the par 3s. I mean, she put it like 6 feet from the hole. I mean, she literally, it was the best shot I saw from even some of the pros outside of the holes in one. So it got me excited. I'm not overly juiced about the Masters. I still think that I'm kind of stuck in, if it's not Tiger, I don't care. And I got to shake that, right? I mean, I know he's going to play, But he's not, this isn't 2019. He's more tore up now. We'll hear from him later. But I don't know, man. I think that kind of drew me back in a little bit for the Masters this week.
You know, I don't know if I told you my Masters. I'll tell it to you real quick because I know we're up against it. You know, when I worked for another network, they went down to the Masters. They did their show. I was supposed to go. I didn't. I backed out at the last minute. After the Masters, I don't know if you're aware of this. If you're part of the media, you could put your name in to play a round of golf the Monday after, you know, and tear up the course before they start repairing it for next year. I guess one of the guys that I work with put my name in, even though you're not supposed to do that. And they drew my name.
Really?
To play around. Even if I was there, I wouldn't want to play it because I really have no desire to do something like that. But
you wouldn't have any desire to play Augusta?
No, not really. Wouldn't really do anything for me. I'd just say, yeah, okay. Maybe I'll play if I got time, you know?
They have 40 or so lottery winners that tee off from the member tees on the first and the 10th hole starting at 7:10 a.m. And they get to play it. That's pretty cool.
Is that cool? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, it's cool. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, you guys have been great to start the show on X. We'll hit some of your tweets at Stinking Genius One. I'm at Plank Show. Everyone go follow us at Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Arnie and Plank sitting in for Jason and Mike on Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Are you into this? 33-32. Nuggets lead the Timberwolves with 7:08 to go in the first half.
I mean,
half.
I'm enjoying it, but it's not like it's playoff basketball or anything like that. Once
it's for the one seed.
It's for the one seed, but what does that really mean? One seed, two seed, does it really make a difference anymore? It's not like the old days where it mattered and you had home court advantage.
Well, so you nowadays, do have home court advantage.
Now, you know what's so funny is I don't even want my Knicks to be a two seed because I don't want to play the seven seed Philadelphia. Because they're better than the six seed. So I, you know, and I could see that being the same way in the West, too. The 6-10 is, or 7-10 is murderous.
I don't, yeah, you got the Suns, Kings, Lakers, and Warriors there.
Yeah.
The six seed right now is the Pelicans. But I got to be honest with you. I kind of thought the Lakers were going to do down the stretch what the Mavericks have done, and they're not. You know,
well, the Mavericks went 16-2 down the stretch.
Well, let's see, 16 in their last 18 games. Yes, so that would be 16-2. The Lakers at one point had won, you know, five in a row, and they had won nine of their last 10. I mean, that's pretty good. And then they lose back-to-back games in less than impressive fashion to the Warriors and the T-Wolves, and both were at home. Like, do they just accept their fate that they're going to be in the play-in tournament? Is that just what the Lakers are going to start doing every year?
Yeah, it's a little too late now to catch the Pelicans. So the only thing they have to do now is maybe hope for staying out at number 10, maybe catch Sacramento at number 8. But it's going to be tough. They're one game in, behind them, and they're even, I think, with Golden State.
Yeah, I agree. I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
But Golden State turned it around with the old men. How about that, huh?
Well, I mean, turn it around. They won a couple games in a row. I mean, I
25-11 their last 36.
That great, Rob. You're still in the play-in tournament, and you're gonna play the Lakers for your playoff lives. You got them winning a tournament after that. You got Draymond Green going 5 for 5 from 3-point in the first half anymore.
But what they've been through. Especially with Draymond missing time, and it was a sub 500 team to go 25-11. I think Steve Kerr's done a pretty good job there.
You're kissing up to him. It's not going to get him to call.
Am I kissing up to why? I've always said good stuff about my buddy Steve-O.
No, you say that you're a better basketball player.
I am. I was better than him in high school, and now I'm just going to give him the part in between he was better.
To the tweets to the show so far, at Stinkin' Genius One, I'm at Plank Show. Here's what Brendan writes. I always like Brendan's take. Shohei has been officially cleared. I knew the interpreter was a snake since day one. That is that. There are, however, still some knuckleheads who think Shohei's involved. These people are so open-minded, their brains have fallen out.
How did he know he was a snake from day one?
Well, I think he means day one when the story broke.
I gotcha.
I don't think you ever looked at that interpreter and thought, don't trust this guy.
Oh, no, he's going to be able to get your account. You better watch your money there. I'm like, how did he know? That's great insight. This guy, you know, I better hire this guy or something.
Here's one. It says, Arnie and his current co-host and his former co-host both won the bracket challenge. It's time for Arnie to retire his pick segment to whoever is his co-host.
Yeah, I was shocked that you won the contest this year. I mean, absolutely stunned. You were the last person I would have picked to win it. Matter of fact, I think our bosses made predictions and they picked you last, didn't they, or something?
Sure. I finished ahead of you. I smoked you, and you still want to talk gas?
No, I'm giving you credit. I'm trying to be nice to you.
Don't disrespect the dub. You suck. You've sucked in the picks. I smoked you.
It's because Arizona didn't win it. That's why.
That happens every year. It's the most obvious and automatic pick there is. You're the only person still picking them to go to the title game.
I'll wait till next year, though.
Right. That's your constant cry. Joe Judge's burner writes, after Arkansas loses to a 13 seed in the first round, all the Hog fans can take pride in the fact that their used car salesman will brag to them about how many players made it to a league nobody in Arkansas watches. Ooh.
You know,
take that, Hog fans.
What would they say if they lost in the first round? By the way, I don't like what Cal said at the press conference when he said he spoke to the team and there was no team. Why, is everybody gone? Everybody graduated?
They had 10 guys in the portal.
10 guys went into the portal?
Correct.
Wow.
So, you want to apologize?
No, I still don't want to apologize.
Do they not have any players? No, they really, truly don't. I mean, they've been ravaged by the portal. And that's what happens now. There's no rules. I love the NCAA announcing, we are going to have emergency transfer rules that will be enforced. Like, well, I mean, it's everything that's going on right now. It's what's happening. So, yeah, he's got to go build an entirely new team. I liked what he said. We'll play some of it coming up next. That's Arnie Spanier. I'm Chris Plank. We're sitting in for Jason and Mike. And when we come back, it's a little bit of John Calipari's presser in Fayetteville that happened tonight on Fox Sports Radio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.